This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Instead of working just one job for a single employer, more and more people are becoming gig workers, folks who consult, freelance, contract, temp, and do jobs on call, often through smartphone apps. But there's one kind of gig worker that's been around for centuries, musicians. Reporter Shireen Adil finds out how they make it work.
This is the Golden Gate Park Band. They play almost every Sunday afternoon at the Spreckles Temple of Music, more commonly known as the Band Show. Musicians come and go, but the band's been around since 1882. Mark Niemoyten has been playing with them for more than 20 years.
I'm a trumpet player, musician, and music teacher.
This is just one of the gigs he takes to make ends meet.
I freelance sometimes with local symphonies. I play with an R&B band. Church jobs, graduations, weddings, anybody will have me.
Our next composer, Girolamo Frescobaldi, was a very influential musician.
Sometimes he's hired as an independent contractor, and sometimes as an employee. For this gig, he's an employee. That's because everyone in this band has to join San Francisco's Musicians Union, Local 6. Dues are $200 a year, and for people like Niemoyten, having regular work is worth the cost of membership.
You know, for a freelance musician, you like to have those steady things that you can count on.
The problem is, steady union gigs like this are hard to come by. They're usually with bigger groups that have regular seasons, like the symphony, the opera, or the ballet. Competition is steep, and when someone gets a position, they keep it. So for some musicians, being in the union doesn't always pay off.
If I get a gig and I need to be in union, I'll join. But if I don't have any union gigs, I don't think about the union. My name is Anthony Blea, and I'm a professional violinist and teacher. I'm just hustling, trying to make a living playing music, you know?
Blea takes union gigs on occasion, but unlike Niemoyten, he doesn't think keeping up his membership in the union is really worth it. He only does it if the job requires it. Most of the time, he plays non-union gigs. Like the ones he books for his charanga band, Anthony Blea y su charanga. Blea says getting union contracts for his band would be too much trouble.
You would have to pay union wages and, you know, their union rules. So you're going to use union players, you have to abide by those rules, otherwise you get fined.
But union contracts vary. The only universal requirements are for musicians to be hired as employees and for their employers to write two checks, one for the band and the other for the pension fund. But a lot of musicians don't know how it works, and some people in the union are working to change that.
I'll play this piece by Massenet. It's called Thais.
Joe Gray is on the board of directors of the Musicians Union, and she also happens to be a volunteer here at KALW. As a musician, she plays the violin with a variety of orchestras.
And my particular interest is in trying to address the working conditions of indie musicians who traditionally are not in the Musicians Union.
The union has some clout with the city, and Gray's been going to meetings with San Francisco's Entertainment Commission. They're the ones that regulate entertainment and nightlife.
They spoke about what a, you know, incredibly successful industry that's happening in San Francisco. Unfortunately, the musicians are the only ones that are not really benefiting.
But just like other gig workers, you know, people getting work through Uber or TaskRabbit or one of the other apps that are out there, a lot of musicians hold different kinds of jobs. Sometimes taking a low-paying gig is just a way to make a little extra cash.
But it's really undercutting those of us who are trying to make a go of being a professional musician.
And that's always a risk for freelancers and gig workers. If someone is willing to do the same job for less, there's not much anyone can do to stop them. But collectively, if workers wanted a union to represent them, it could make a difference. It all depends on whether enough workers want the same thing. In San Francisco, I'm Shireen Adil for Cross Currents.